नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत् वेदरामाने चैव माने चैव पुराणे भारते तथा अदे अन्ते च मध्याचे हरि सर्वत्र गीयते मुखं करोति वाचालां पंगुलिंगयेते गिरं यत्कृपातहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणे नष्टप्रियेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत्सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी. दिस इज इन ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम. यस्यं वै शृणामनियं कृष्ण परम पुरशे भक्ति उत्पादये पुंसा शोका मोहा भयापहा. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू ऑफर माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस टू सीनियर वैष्णवा श्री प्रभुपाद डिसाइपल्स एंड ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज. I'm seeking blessing so that we can speak for the pleasure of Lord Shri Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 5, verse number 23 to 26. So I'll recite verse number 23 and 24. And then we recite verse number 25 together. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So verse number 23. दिष्टया भ्रता प्राव्यासा नो बट सॉरी इट इज फ्रॉम 24 to 26. या सॉरी सो यस यस या माय अपोलॉजी. सो वी स्टार्ट विद 24 एंड देन वी रिसाइट 26 टुगेदर. दिष्टया संसारा चक्रे अस्मिन् वर्तमाना पुनर्भावः अपालब्धो भावनद्या दुर्लभं प्रिया दर्शनम्. ट्रांसलेशन बाय डिवाइन किशोर प्रपात. इट इज ऑल्सो बाय गुड फॉर्च्यून that I am seeing you. Having obtained this opportunity, I feel as if I have taken birth again, even though one is present in this world to meet with intimate friends and dear relatives in this material world. So we start with the translation again. It is also by good fortune that I am seeing you. Having obtained this opportunity, I feel as if I have taken birth again, even though one is present in this world to meet with intimate friends and dear relatives in this material world is extremely difficult. This is a short purport to it. Purport by Divan Geshe Rupapat. Vasudeva had been imprisoned by Kansa, and therefore, although present in Mathura, he was unable to see Nanda Maharaj for many years. Therefore, when they met again, Vasudeva considered this meeting to be another birth. Verse number 25. Naikatra priya samvashaha suhardam chitra karmananam ogina vayuya manananam palavanam shrotaso yatha. Translation and purport by Divan Geshe Rupapat. Many planks and sticks, unable to stay together, are carried away by the force of a river's waves. Similarly, although we are intimately related with friends and family members, we are unable to stay together because of our varied past deeds and the waves of time. Purport by Divan Geshe Rupapat. Vasudeva was lamenting because he and Nanda Maharaj could not live together. Yet, how could they live together? Vasudev wants that all of us, even if intimately related, are carried away by the waves of time according to the result of past karma. Now we recite verse number 26 together. Kachit pashavayam nirujam bhuyam bhutrina virudham brihad vanam tadhuna yatra se tam suhirid vritaha. What to what translation? Kachit, weather. Pashvayam, protection of the cows. Nirujam, without difficulties or disease. Buri, sufficient. Ambu, water. Trina, grass. Virudham, plants. Brihat vanam, the great forest. Tat, all these arrangements are there. Adhuna, now. Yatra, where. Ase, are living. Tvam, you. Suharat vrataha, surrounded by friends. Translation and purport by Divan Geshe Rupapat. Shripapad ki jai. My dear friend Nanda Maharaj, in the place where you are living with your friends, is the forest favorable for the animals, the cows? I hope there is no disease or inconveniences. The place must be full of water, grass and other plants. Purport. For human happiness, one must care for the animals, especially the cows. Vasudeva therefore inquired whether there was a good arrangement for the animals where Nanda Maharaj lived. For the proper pursuit of human happiness, there must be arrangement for the protection of cows. This means that there must be forest and adequate pasturing grounds full of grass and water. If the animals are happy, there will be an ample supply of milk from which human beings will benefit by driving many milk products with which to live happily. As enjoined in Bhagavad Gita, Krishi Go Raksha Vanijyam Vaishya Karma Swabhavajam. Without giving proper facilities to the animals, how can human society be happy? The people are raising cattle to send them to the slaughterhouses is a great sin by the demonic enterprises. People are running their chance for a truly human life because they are not giving any importance to the instructions of Krishna. The advancement of the so-called civilization resembles the crazy efforts of men in a lunatic asylum. Very strong purpose, the last word. Efforts of men in a lunatic asylum. I hope you all understand this word, lunatic asylum. It refers to psychiatric homes. Om Jnanam Timurandasya Jnananjaya Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swamrupa Mahayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yutpadkam Shri Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tam vitam tam sajivan savadetam savadutam parjina sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakavitam cha He Krishna Karuna Karna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Panama Memi Hari Priye Vanchakalpatru Bhyacha Kripa Sindhu Bhyavicha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnu Bhyo Namo Nama Jaisi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Amare Hare. So we begin with the text number 24. In text number 24, Srila Prabhupada is describing the effect of meeting of two great souls, meeting of two great devotees, great personalities. And what is that effect? As mentioned in the purport, Vasudev considered this meeting to be another birth. So the meeting between two great souls is always auspicious. It is always joyful. Why? Because whenever two great souls meet, they will always speak about the Supreme Absolute Truth. They will converse about Krishna. They will glorify Krishna. Here, in this set of verses, we see Nanda Maharaj, he arrived in Mathura because he wanted to make sure that his son, baby Krishna, was protected. So he wanted to pay the taxes immediately to Kansa. And Vasudev, he's posing all these queries in order to ensure that Krishna and Balaram, they are well situated, they are safe.
So they are talking about Krishna. They have concerns about Krishna. So the meeting between two great souls is always auspicious, not only for them, but also for the entire humanity. And this is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, where Suta Goswami Maharaj, he was speaking to the sages of Naimisharan, sadhus. So it is mentioned,
Munyo sadhu prashto aham bhavad bhir lok mangalam yat krita krishna samparshano yena atma super siddhati.
Yatkita Krishna samparshano yena atma supersedati. So Suta Goswami Maharaj, this is the word spoken by Suta Goswami Maharaj in response to the queries of sages of Naimisharan. And what it is saying?
Jai Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Ram Gornitai Ki Jai.
So what he is saying? He is saying, my dear friends, you have asked me very valuable questions. Why are they valuable? Because they are related to Krishna. And because they are related to Krishna, it will satisfy all of you, the self. That is, yena atma supersedati. It will satisfy the self. Prabhupada in the purport writes down of this particular verse. He is saying, there are a lot of questions and answers in this material world. And most of the time, people are busy in the subject matters pertaining to materialistic things. And they have a lot of questions and answers related to that. But none of them is satisfied with those answers. Why? Because they are not related to Krishna. There is no inquiry. And the best example of set of series of questions and answers is Srimad Bhagavatam that we recite every day. So in first canto 112, it is mentioned,
Dharmo prajitva kaitava atra paramo nirmasaram vedyam vastavam atra vastu shivadim tapa tremulnam shirimata bhagavatam mamuni kritkim va parir ishvare sadyo hridi avarudyate kriti bhi shushi bhi tatkakshana.
So Srimad Bhagavatam is Amalam Purana. It is a transcendental literature which can bring auspiciousness to all the living entities. Why? Because it can satisfy the self. That is why. So Srimad Bhagavatam, as mentioned in the first line, it rejects all the cheating religions. And it propounds the supreme absolute truth, which is Lord Shri Krishna and his devotional services. So when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the right sources, that is from the spiritual master who is coming in Shrota Parampara, he is a bona fide one, we are self-satisfied. We are satisfied. And that is the prerequisite to happiness. Happiness which Prabhupada is speaking about in text number 26 that we recited today. So meeting of two great souls is always auspicious for all the humanity. This reminds me of the meeting of Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Maharaj, Gurudev Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami Maharaj. He was a scientist and he was studying in University of California in USA. So when he met Srila Prabhupada first time, Srila Prabhupada looked at him and he said, "You young Indian boys and girls come to the West for dollar and for knowledge, scientific knowledge. I have not come here to take away anything from this society. In fact, I have come here to give them something very valuable which they have forgotten." When our Guru Maharaj heard that, it is mentioned in his biography, he immediately surrendered himself to Prabhupada. And what he did then? Under the guidance, able guidance of Srila Prabhupada, he established BI in 1971. So this is the result of meeting of two great souls. That is the point we have to understand from these set of verses. Similarly, there is another aspect to the meeting of two great souls. And what is that? The transcendental bliss, the transcendental happiness that devotees share. And devotees are always eager to share Krishna. They are not Kripana. They are always eager to share Krishna with others. Krishna, Krishna Prasada. So as mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat also, every year Mahaprabhu's devotee would come from West Bengal to Jagannath Puri. Just see the interaction between the devotees there, how they would meet, how they would deal with each other. And that is actually a wonderful reflection of the very important instruction by Rupa Goswami Maharaj, that is, Dadati prati grahati guhyam makchati prachati bhungute bhojayas chaiva sadvidham priti lakshanam. Loving exchanges. So when Mahaprabhu's devotee, they would come together, what they would do? They would chant. So as mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that is, when Mahaprabhu's devotee came to Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu welcomed them. He sent his devotees, his servants, Govindji and others, to garland them, to welcome them, to give them chandan paste. These are loving exchanges. So it is described, Hari boli chale le na pandita shri mana prabhu nitta yeduti ghare na swabdhana ki atyanta priti dekhi tahara ant nahi jana parshada pathaya che parshada pathaya che tanda katak parveti naam hari krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The translation of these two verses. So in the first verse, it is saying, Hari Boli Chali Lena Pandita Shriman. Hari Boli means, when the devotees see each other, they were chanting, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. Ki atyant priti tahara. This particular verse, the second verse that we recited, it reflects the loving exchanges between Mahaprabhu and Advaitacharya Prabhu. And what is that? That Mahaprabhu sent Mahaprasad till Katak. The word used there is Katak. Katak refers to the place in Odisha. Till Katak. To welcome Advaitacharya Prabhu. So once these devotees, they met Prabhupada, they went to the temple of Lord Jagannath and they started performing Sankirtan. And the Sankirtan was so potent that all the inhabitants of Jagannath Puri, they also assembled there. What is this? All auspiciousness for all the living entities.
So this is the result of meeting two great souls. Then in the next verse, that is verse number 25, Srila Prabhupada is making a very important point. What is that? That is kala, time factor. So Vasudev ji, he is lamenting that he could not stay together with Nanda Maharaj. Time factor. Time factor has separated them. So what is time factor? So as mentioned by Srila Prabhupada himself, time is representation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And time enforces himself, Krishna enforces himself through time factor. Correct? As mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto only, that is, Prabhavam. Time factor is referred as Prabhavam. And what is the Prabhav? Deteriorating influence. So time factor in this metal world has a deteriorating influence. So there are many men who do not believe in God, who do not believe in Krishna, but they understand and they see the deteriorating influence of the time factor. And the peak of that deteriorating influence is death. Mrityu sarva harascha aham, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna, in the form of time, he will take away everything from us, from jiva. That is the nature of deteriorating influence of time factor here. But in the spiritual realm, it is eternal. There is no present, future, there is no past. It is only here. So time factor here is exhibited in three features. Kala, three kala. Present, past, future. And it has deteriorating influence. That is the point to understand. So we are together here with the family. Due to the influence of the time factor, we will be separated. And eventually we all will leave this body. That is time factor. So devotee has this understanding and realization. And the one who has this understanding and realization, he will never ever waste a single moment. As Rupa Goswami Maharaj in Nectar of Devotion speaks about it. That is one of the qualities of a devotee. He will never ever waste a single moment. And then in today's purport, Srila Prabhupada is making a very important point. That is happiness. Every living entity is seeking happiness. So what is happiness? In Prabhupada's words, I'm quoting Prabhupada's words here. Happiness is Vishnu. Happiness is Krishna. That is, when we approach Bhagavan Sri Krishna, when we re-establish our relationship with Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and we work within the jurisdiction of that relationship, we become happy. Not otherwise. That means, happiness can only be obtained in cooperation with Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Happiness can only be obtained in subordination to Bhagavan Sri Krishna. We are tathasakti, subordinate in nature. So when we understand our subordinate position, we understand and realize our relationship, and we work within the jurisdiction of that relationship, we become happy, not otherwise. So Prabhupada was very much expert in giving analogies. So One of his analogy was, it is just like a kid who is crying. The moment you put the kid into the lap of the mother, he would be very happy. Very happy. Because now he is well protected by the mother. Another analogy, Prabhupada, these are Prabhupada analogies I am giving you. So, it is just like you have a lot of sparks in the fire. And sparks are beautiful as long as they are within that fire. The moment the sparks fall down, the fiery feature is extinguished. Same is the situation with the conditioned soul. Because they are disconnected with Krishna, they are not happy. So once you connect yourself back to Krishna, you become happy. And with respect to today's purport, Srila Prabhupada is describing that what is the proper pursuit of human being happiness? And that pursuit is defined here as cow protection. So if you want to implement it in the society, it begins with the governance. And as per Vedic system, the best form of governance is monarchy under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master or qualified brahmana. That is the best form of government. Governance. Monarch who's Rajarishi, who's working under the guidance of qualified brahmanas, qualified Vaishnavas. So if he's working under the guidance of a qualified Vaishnava, what will happen? He will protect the cows. And protection of cow is prerequisite to propagate Brahminical culture in the society. If the cows are not protected, how will you propagate Brahminical culture in the society? And this is the prerequisite to establish Devi Varnashram in the society. So, when you have a monarch who is working under the guidance of a bona fide, qualified Brahmana, we can have Brahminical culture prevalent in the society. Because monarch is working under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, he has transcendental knowledge. He knows the transcendental science of Krishna consciousness. And he knows what is the real purpose of human form of life. So what he will do? He will engage all the citizen inhabitants in such a way that they achieve the goal of human form of life. So one example coming to my mind is that is of Prithu Maharaj. He was a wonderful monarch working under the guidance of bona fide qualified brahmanas. And because he had complete understanding of transcendental size of Krishna consciousness, he himself would lead by an example. Monarch, qualified monarch would always lead by an example. Yad yad acharati sreshtha tat tat eva tarojana. He would not be a theoretical man. He would lead by an example. Like for example, in Srimad Bhagavatam, I think 4th canto, Prithu Maharaj organized a big yagya. And in that yagya, he invited all the citizens of the country. And he instructed them himself. And what was his prime instruction to them? That was, Karotu Adhokshaya Dhyas. That was the prime instruction. This is part of verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Karotu Adhokshaya Dhyas. That is, you perform your duties according to your varnas and ashram, but make sure that you keep Krishna in the center. Karotu. Make sure that you always remember Krishna. This was the instruction of the monarch, wonderful monarch, to his inhabitants. And whenever any saintly person would arrive, he would always inquire. The inquiry is for the welfare of all human beings, for the welfare of all the inhabitants. So one time
four Kumaras arrived in the palace of Prithu Maharaj. And Prithu Maharaj started inquiring. And he was inquiring for the benefit of all the inhabitants. So he inquired, how could all the inhabitants of my country could be relieved from material existence? And four Kumaras were very much pleased to hear that. The point that we were discussing in the beginning, the meeting of two great souls. Prithu Maharaj, he was a great soul, pure devotee of the Lord. And four Kumaras, great souls. So what was his inquiry? How could all the inhabitants of my country could be delivered from material existence? So when four Kumaras heard that, they were so pleased. And Sanat Kumaras said,
Sadhu Prashto, Sadhu Prashto, Sadhu Nam. Sarvabhuta Hitatmanam, Sarvabhuta Hitatmanam, Bhavatiyata.
It's not coming. Sorry, it's not coming. But he was saying that you are a saintly king and you know the transcendental science, but still you are asking these questions for the benefit of the citizens of your country. I'm so pleased with you, my dear king. So whenever great souls are meeting, what happens? All the discussions, all the questions, answers, they become conclusive to the audience and to the speaker. They become conclusive. And they eventually bring ultimate happiness for all. And that is the happiness that Srila Prabhupada is talking about. So to facilitate it, the monarch, he should facilitate the cultivation of transcendental knowledge among the masses. So once he does that, all the citizens, inhabitants will have the understanding, complete understanding of
Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Saharde Sarvabhutanam Yatvamam Shanti Rachite.
Because now all the inhabitants of the country, they have this understanding and knowledge that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He is the proprietor of everything. What will happen? In Prabhupada's words, this is peace formula. And you cannot have happiness unless and until you are peaceful. This is the peace formula in terms of words of Srila Prabhupada. So that means when we have a government who is working under the guidance of a qualified Brahmana, then they have the transcendental knowledge and they should facilitate the propagation of that knowledge among the masses, and that will eventually bring all the citizens, all the inhabitants of the country to the platform of happiness that Srila Prabhupada is talking about in today's purport. Not otherwise. Like Prabhupada said one time, that if all these governments, they allow us to do this Sankirtan all over the world, we can achieve peace and happiness in the society. So they should help us doing that. But most of the time, especially in Western countries, they stop it. They don't allow us to do that. So nowadays, as you know, we have a government which is democratic, correct? Which is government of the people, by the people, for the people. But as per Vedic system, the real government should be the representative of Lord Vishnu. And when you have that, you will have cow protection, you will have cow protection, and you will have peace and happiness in the society. So with this message I stop here. Any questions or comments?
You mentioned that cow protection is the very necessary in a human society. So, but here in this land, India, actually, we put animal. The discussion about the animal inhabitants and the prosperity of human life depending on the animal lookout. If somebody is looking after the animals, humans is very curious to look after the human being. But the cow is very special, so not animal. It is the mother cow. Only in India, people say, go mata. Right? And here you go to anybody's house in villages. Actually, in their house they have a place where there is a Gomata. So, Basudev, because he was under jail, and he didn't look after his cows for quite some time. And Nanda Maharaj, he is the king of Braj, who has the highest number of cows under his protection. So this meeting of the sports souls is super great. Because you can never find an example like this. So I think you are very good class and very happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for the comment. Any other question? So the answer to your question is education. That means we should try to educate people in the science of Krishna consciousness. And the best way is, as we are doing, distribute books, distribute Prabhupada books, distribute Bhagavad Gita, so that people in general, they come out of ignorance and they understand the real purpose of human form of life, and they understand the significance of cow protection. So the answer is education. We need to educate these people through preaching, through book distribution to them. So when you have that, of course, as you said, we as a ISKCON, we cannot change the form of the government in India or in any other country just like that, correct? But at least we can educate the society, we can educate the people. And when you educate the people, they will be aware of cow protection and other things, and that will help us, and that will help us in getting the best of both the worlds. That's all. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Cow protection,
Looks like sub-gun. Mode of goodness. Mode of goodness.
You seem to be like Malakari Sahib, sort of thing, helping others, dedicating our lives, sacrificing ourselves for some good cause. Don't you think it's like completely different from what actually we like want from, God? Everybody has some desires, like you also have some desires, I also have some desires, and if people come to many intentions, like different intentions. So the intentions should be one, because, like, if you want to help somebody, there are so many ways to help somebody, but what's the, I think there should be some good reason, because the authentic reason, so that for the ultimate good. Because from many centuries, people tried, very hard to make this situation better, like to make this world better. But it degraded as the way past is degrading. So how you can, I don't think that it's completely possible, because it's, I think it's a complete, imagination. What do you think, like, because it's obvious that you are sitting up to you, I'm also doing the P, practicing in some, in some manner. But, practicing yoga means we are dedicating our souls to God, and God will do everything for us, whatever we want. It's obvious, because, we are completely in a different kind of mood, not in the, So, now this is, becoming more God. Everybody is, selfish. What do you think, like, is it possible for this world to be? Just. Yeah. So it is possible, provided we are allowed to perform yug dharma, sankirtan, all over the world. So if they allow us to do sankirtan, if they allow us to propagate the yug dharma, then everybody can eventually come to the platform of sat, mode of goodness, as you were talking about it. And when people are in the mode of goodness, they can really understand this transcendental science, and then situation can be improved and it can be adjusted. Why adjusted? Because as we said, Another devotee said, you cannot change the government just like that, correct? Because we are devotees, we are here. But at least when we propagate this Sankirtan movement, it will have positive influences on the masses in general. And what is that influence? They will eventually come to the platform of at least mode of goodness. And when they are on the mode of goodness, when you distribute books and through preaching programs, they can understand the purpose of human form of life. And then situation can be improved and adjusted. That's all. We can try for it. So it's still imagination, but we can try for it.
No, but we can do kirtan, na? Sankirtan, yes. Going out, doing sankirtan. That's why I said. Okay. Thank you for listening. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Granth Rashi Bhagavatam ki, Jai.